This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas and Missouri continue to battle a summer rise in COVID-19 cases, and the deadlier, more transmissible Delta variant of the virus is spreading. The reason? Arkansas contains large populations of unvaccinated residents. But given vaccines are now free and plentiful, why is that? And what can community leaders do in Arkansas right now to protect public health? Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Since a global pandemic was declared 15 months ago, nearly 326 Arkansans have tested positive for COVID-19. Over 5,400 have died. Most gravely impacted are Pacific Islanders, Hispanics, and African Americans. By late spring, with free COVID-19 vaccinations widely available, the situation eased. State and local pandemic restrictions were lifted. Today, 60% of Americans are immunized, but only one-third of Arkansans are fully vaccinated, including 40% who are eligible for the shot. Arkansas COVID, a statewide news service based in the University of Arkansas School of Journalism and Strategic Media, verifies and publishes daily, easy-to-navigate, county-level data on the presence and impact of COVID-19 in Arkansas.
So we are the only public repository of historic Arkansas COVID data in the state.
Editor Rob Wells, along with journalism and political science student interns who produce Arkansas COVID, have been closely tracking the sharp rise in new COVID-19 infection, hospitalization, and death this summer.
It comes primarily from commercial providers, hospitals, and state health units. Those are the three biggies that provide the information. I think the main problem with the COVID data, though, is the lack of testing. And so this is really what a lot of people don't understand, that if we have small numbers of tests, then we don't have a sense of the scale of the problem. They're up a little bit, but they've been really low for weeks. They've been in the 5,000s and below. And during the height of the pandemic, we were testing close to 15 to 20,000 people per day. So it is, given that we are clearly, in my opinion, in a third surge.
Arkansas Center for Health Improvement President and CEO Dr. Joe Thompson.
Unfortunately, we do know that we're having an increased number of hospitalizations, significantly higher, an increased number of deaths, and an increased number of positive tests, which are probably people that are symptomatic and going to see if they do have COVID. What we do not know is we don't have line of sight on how far the virus is spreading and not causing symptoms, because we just don't have enough people getting tested anymore. And so it is a blind spot that we have.
Vaccine resistance and low testing in Arkansas can be traced in part to COVID denialism and vaccine conspiracy theories shared on social media. Adherents believe, for example, vaccines inject microchips to enable government tracking, or magnetic substances, or cause sterility. Such bias was clearly illustrated at a recent conservative political action conference where participants cheered low vaccine rates in America. In response, Dr. Anthony Fauci, physician scientist and immunologist who serves as the director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and chief medical advisor to the president, called the reaction horrifying. Again, Dr. Joe Thompson.
Unfortunately, we continue to have intentional misinformation and outright fabrication on social media, even on news outlets, pushing misleading information that cause people to continue to not seek the truth and to take action to protect themselves. We must move people from an unprotected status to a protected status through vaccination if we're going to control this virus. And I have real concerns that one of the future mutations could take the control out from under the vaccine, and we might all be back where we were a year and a half ago.
Arkansas shares a northern border with Missouri, where vaccine rates are the lowest in the nation. As a consequence, unvaccinated Missourians are swamping local hospitals. Rob Wells has been watching what's occurring in Missouri.
We are seeing a significant problem on the northern border of Arkansas, in places that generally do not get a lot of activity. So I was alarmed by this, having reported through the worst of the first two surges, and just really dismayed that, to to see the lack of vaccination in our state, combined with a really, really vicious strain of the virus, much worse than anything we've seen. We're at the beginning of something bad, is what I believe.
Wells is referring to the COVID-19 Delta variant spreading in all 50 states, especially with the pandemic restrictions lifted. Viruses mutate and develop variants to survive. Experts warn the Delta variant is 50% more infectious than the Alpha virus. That's the original wild virus first identified in China in late 2019. But the good news is both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines provide protection against the Delta variant. Now, making matters more complex, during this third COVID outbreak, the Republican-majority Arkansas legislature voted last winter to extricate emergency declaration authority from the state executive branch and local municipalities and counties. Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan.
You know, we were one of the first cities to declare an emergency declaration, one of the first cities, if not the first city, to declare a mask mandate. So we got on it early. Now we're seeing it come back, only it looks to be a little worse than the first one to me. That causes me great concern. Because of all the things you do as a mayor, the most important thing is to make sure that the people are kept safe.
But if new cases continue to escalate in Arkansas, Jordan says his hands are tied.
As far as the law, it clearly states in here, and I would certainly refer, I had the city attorney look at this last week to see if there was anything I can do in my city buildings, like back to a mask mandate if you come into City Hall or any of our city buildings, and there's nothing I can do about that either. It takes that authority away from me, according to the city attorney. It does not take it away from businesses, but it does take it away from any other government entity.
Mayor Jordan is a member of the Fayetteville City Health Board in charge of emergency planning during the pandemic. The board meets tonight, he says, and he plans to pitch this.
I will make a strong recommendation that everyone that goes inside, that you mask up and social distance.
If the City Health Board approves, members could face repercussions from conservative members of the Arkansas General Assembly. Pandemic emergency measures now under conservative legislative control also impact public school facilities, which worries certain school superintendents, says Director Dr. Joe Thompson.
Well, I was with the Rural Educators Association superintendents from rural school districts yesterday. And one of their big concerns is if they're going to have an outbreak at a local school, and because of the legislation, they are handcuffed about being able to require masks in their schools at the local level. So this is a real concern. I think as the Delta variant comes back and we lose control that we had just a few weeks ago, we really need to look at all public health strategies being back on the table to combat the virus.
Arkansans 12 to 18 are the latest cohort eligible to receive free COVID-19 immunizations available to everyone everywhere in Arkansas now. But Thompson warns parents of unvaccinated teens and college students to take action now.
The time is this week to start the vaccination schedule if you have not already. It takes about 5 or 6 weeks for the full protection to be available for the students.
Meanwhile, Governor Asa Hutchinson is traveling the state urging Arkansans to get vaccinated.
1 month ago, our active COVID cases had declined along with our hospitalizations. We are increasing our vaccinations across the state, and we are very optimistic about the return to normalcy. And then during the last month, we saw our rate of vaccination stall at about 40%, and the Delta variant showed up. A right-left punch that has led to a dramatic increase in the daily number of new COVID cases, along with an increase in hospitalizations.
The governor says only one incentive will work to get Arkansans to take the vaccine, to protect family and friends. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you think you've been exposed to COVID-19, even if you're vaccinated, or if you develop a fever, cough, or shortness of breath, seek testing through your local healthcare provider or county public health unit.